0007. I'm your host, Kevin Lindsay, General Manager of Buckley Newspapers and Editor of the Jasper County News. I hope that you're having a great week, and I hope that you're having a great Friday. We're recording this podcast Friday afternoon in my studio / second office. I'm trying to make it, I joked with somebody, I'm trying to make it like my Joe Rogan podcast room, and I've got some studio lighting, and who knows, maybe down the road we'll make this a video podcast, but I'm putting a little studio lighting in here and things like that for photo sessions and other things like that. But normally I put the podcast together on Thursdays and have it ready to go out Thursday evening, but I had some important meetings that I had to be at and things like that, so had to come up a day late. And with that said, let's go ahead and dive right into our news for this week. Well, first of all, if you haven't picked up a paper, as always, I suggest you do. But on the front page of the paper, you will see that two Jasper County suspects, they were arrested on multiple charges. Mr. Thomas Coleman and Ms. Sierra Rowan were arrested and charged last Friday near the Heidelberg area in that general area. Jasper County Sheriff's Department issued a search warrant on that house, and they found that Mr. Coleman and Miss Rowan were charged and with trafficking a controlled substance while in possession of a firearm, possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, and Mr. Coleman, he was additionally charged with possession of a weapon by a convicted felon. I believe it was ecstasy that was found in the house in a pretty large amount. From what I understand, the sheriff sent me a press release on that right as I was getting out to go into the basketball gym for district championships. He sent me the press release and a photo. Just an unfortunate situation. Obviously, I can't reiterate, and I know how simple this sounds, but man, drugs are a bad deal to get involved in, and it can result in some terrible, terrible things happening. So I've got the story there on the front page. You can read the quotes and details from that by picking up a paper, but just very unfortunate situation. I know they were supposed to be booked and all of that this week. Me and the sheriff haven't really gotten to speak because I've been tied up with a lot of other things this week, but if I have any updates, I will put those in the paper, things like that. The second thing is it's a little bit more lighthearted of a subject is Miss Janice Tillman and her husband, Mr. Don Tillman, and others. They prepared two raised garden beds behind the Bay Springs Community Center last year. Mrs. Tillman, she donated those vegetables that they raised to people in need, to elderly, to shut-ins and things like that. And that's actually on page 2 of our newspaper this week, and she plans on doing that again, and there's a submitted news story about that. And I just think that's a great thing, you know, and you know, we talk about drug trafficking and all this stuff, and I know there's been a couple of weeks where it seems like everything's been crazy in Jasper County, but then you have something like Miss Tillman and others who worked and made those garden raised beds, and not for themselves but to help people in need and things like that. Whenever I first came into the county, one of the first things that was said is the people of Jasper County and Bay Springs are friendly people. And that, to me, just shows another reason of why that said, that the people are so friendly and so welcoming in Jasper County. So that's just another example of it. And for every crazy thing that goes on, you have something like that, and I think that deserves recognition. You can see the photos and things like that. That is in the paper this week. Well, as I said earlier, I was actually headed to a basketball district tournament. I was pulling into Collins, Mississippi last Friday night to watch and to cover the Region 8 2A district championship games. You had the consolation game the Heidelberg boys were in. They took a thriller over Collins to become the third seed in the playoffs. Unfortunately, I'm going to get ahead of myself a little bit, they did lose Tuesday night in double overtime to St. Andrews. You know, Coach Champ, very good coach. I love him to death. And during the game, during that contest, it was really, really intense, and I hang out and take pictures from the end of the court, and I'm sure if you're listening to this and you've been to a game, you've probably seen me there. Normally, I'm sitting down on the court, but I was having to stand up because there's very little room. And there was a dunk or something that happened, and Mr. Chant Russell walks over to me, staring me down, and tries to chest bump me. And I'm trying to remain objective. You know, I know Collins is in our coverage area, but I do want to remain objective, and I kind of just didn't know how to react. And after the game was over with, he's like, "Man, why didn't you chest bump me back?" And laughing about it, and I couldn't help but laugh back. I'm like, "Champ, I've got to remain, objective." But it's hard to do. I love all of our Jasper County teams. I love it, but I don't want to get in trouble, and I don't want to get them in trouble. And you know, as a media member, I do try to remain objective, even if our teams are not playing someone in the Jasper County coverage area. I just don't want it coming across as tacky. But I do love it when our Jasper County teams win. But I just thought that was a funny moment. He's so expressive. I love Coach Champ, but they did win, and they finished as the third seed. I know their season had been a bit of a struggle. And obviously, the football guys, again, a young team, they come on late and weren't in basketball shape. They're in shape, but they aren't in basketball shape. You know, football and basketball being two different sports, it's two different types of shape that you have to get in. So, it took a little bit longer, but unfortunately, they did fall Tuesday night. But transition over real quick, speaking of the Lady Oilers who won a district title, the Lady Bulldogs won a district title, and I can't tell you how many district championships Miss Nedra Hosey has now, but it's a ton. She is a winner in Bay Springs. They are winners, and winners win, and they took and went up there to Scott Central, and they beat Newton 54-52. I don't have it on my sheet in front of me, but I believe that was the score. They captured the region championship, and then Monday night they hosted Lloyd Starr, and they dispatched them pretty quickly, 70-39. And they actually play later today at 4:00. I'm gonna be rushing to get over there after I get through editing this podcast. They'll play tonight against St. Andrews. Meanwhile, the Lady Oilers, they captured district championship. It's their second district title in 3 years. They go back to back. One thing that Coach Hall said, it was so satisfying for them, was 2 years prior, they lost to North Forest on that very court in Collins, and then they come back Friday night and they defeat them 66-24. And then Monday night they played Raleigh and they beat them 64-24, and they'll play tonight. They start at 6 p.m., so I expect to head over there and catch that game too. Meanwhile, on the men's side, the Bay Springs Bulldogs, they took home a 74-62 victory over Amick County Tuesday night, and they will play Richland tomorrow. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town, so I won't have any coverage myself Saturday, but we'll be rooting them on and hope that they advance. I thought that they looked pretty good. Obviously they're trying to transition and figure things out with the loss of Coach Mackey, but there was those flashes, man, where they would get super excited and they would take control of the game. But then credit to Amick County, they were resilient, and they would come back and kind of make it a game. And I think at one point Bay Springs was leading by 20. For the most part, they controlled the game, but scoreboard looks closer than probably what it was. So, again, they'll play Richland tomorrow. Meanwhile, Silva Bay, this Tuesday night, they, in their basketball season, they were defeated 37-34 by Tunica Academy in the 3A boys state tournament. And, of course, I said Heidelberg lost. They were defeated by St. Andrews in double overtime Tuesday night. Well, that's your sports recap. The last bit of news that I want to kind of end with is something that I think should be big news, and I'm going to try to keep following up on it. Last Tuesday night, the Bay Springs City Board met, and Mayor Donald Brown and Richard Gutson with the community development part of things for the city, they explained that from August of 2022 until December of 2022, then from August 2023 until December 2023, there was a $3.5 million difference in grocery spending outside of Bay Springs. And that data coincides with the closing of the corner market, which closed in August of 2023. Both Brown and Gutson stated that the data came from the Mississippi Power's corporate office in Hattiesburg, which has a program that gathers the said data. People in Bay Springs left Bay Springs to spend $3.5 million on groceries somewhere else, said Gutson. Also by Mayor Donald Brown, he was quoted as saying this: there was around an $11.2 million deficit between supply and demand from groceries in Jasper County. And he was also quoted as saying there's certainly room for another store. So the board discussed creating a petition and a campaign for another grocery store in the city and things like that. And that petition then will be signed by people in Bay Springs, will be signed to people by Jasper County, the surrounding community there. And from there, they were quoted as saying this: we can go show that there's community support, that there is support, and we can add data to show that the county as a whole will support a second grocery store, because it's proven that residents are spending $3 million outside of Bay Springs to go get groceries. And that's why they were saying that the petition and all these things were so important. And talking with the mayor, they were able to track where those grocery numbers were going, and it was going into that North Laurel section, I guess you could say, like Kroger, Walmart, the corner market or whatever it is, Grocery Depot, whatever you want to call it, up there in the mall right by Kroger. It was kind of all going there. And that didn't include, I don't think, all of Bay Springs and Jasper County. So, you know, we look at $3.5 million from August to December. You stretch that out, that's more than $10 million that the city and really the county, honestly, is losing in grocery money, because that counts as tax dollars and things like that. So pretty big deal there. And there's, of course, a petition. You can go to change.org. You can actually go to our Facebook page. The petition is on our Facebook page. You can sign. There's a whole process. You don't have to donate any money or anything like that. They just want the petition out. And that's something that I'm going to keep following up with, and keep the community aware of where Bay Springs and Jasper County is at. I know here just a couple of years ago, right on the east side of the county, I believe it was Piggly Wiggly shut down in Heidelberg. I may be wrong. I know it was Piggly Wiggly. I believe it's over there now. But their grocery store shut down, and it became listed as a food desert. And while there is another grocery store in Bay Springs, we're still losing money because people aren't going primarily to that grocery store. And I don't want to get into all that, you know, if prices going up because of a grocery store closing or quality or anything. I'm not getting into that. I'm not going down that road. But the main thing is we got to figure out a solution to where this money is going, because if you add that up, $10 million loss, that is huge for Bay Springs and Jasper County as a whole, from tax dollars to everything else. So adding another grocery store back to Bay Springs would be huge. So make sure you go out, sign that petition, let people know, whether that's writing a letter to the editor, to Jasper County News and things like that. Let people know that you want another grocery store and you would like another option in the county and in this area, the Bay Springs, Stringer area, West Side area, I guess you could call it. So that's kind of where I'm going to end at this week. So very, very important stuff. Well, make sure to subscribe to the Jasper County News. You can come in, get you a subscription. Rates are as low as $30 per year for a subscription. You get 52 weeks of news. That's less than $1 a week. Come on now. You can come in and get your subscription there. You can find links to the podcast, those host apps, at the top of the Jasper County News Facebook page. It's pinned there, so there's several different places you can listen to this podcast on, including the Podbean app, Spotify, and all those other places. I hope that you all have a great week. Make sure to follow me on X/Twitter if you want to get basketball updates from tonight and everything else going on around the county. I stay as active as I want to be on Twitter and on X, so make sure to follow along there at @KLindsaySports. I hope that you all have a great Friday and have a great week. We will see you guys and girls next.